Improvise.
Musical.
Comedy.
What are the words?
Making up as you go along.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Rhyming.
Choruses.
Verses.
Bridges.
It's words. It's music.
Sing it. It's musical sometimes.
Hello!
Welcome to musicalimprovcomedy.co.uk.
Oh, that wasn't very good, was it?
Oh, I thought that was okay.
So we've been doing crazy singing experiments again.
Yes, number two, finally, after being postponed for quite a while, happened.
Yeah.
And this time it happened with the proviso that there were going to be no words.
And no light.
No light. Jason did try and block out all the light, but there was a little bit.
There's a little tiny bit. We weren't completely pitch black. Next time, total sensory deprivation.
Absolutely.
Dark enough for us to not be able to see one another, so that's cool.
Yes, and it was Sunday morning again.
Yeah.
And
which is the first hurdle, because anybody that comes out to sing improvised a cappella music for an hour in the dark at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning is already...
It's self-selective, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the one.
Deliberately decided not to try and steer people too much in one direction or another. So really all we said was to try and listen.
And we said to try to discover what was musically happening rather than invent what was happening.
Yeah. Which happened most of the time, but there was still some pretty strong invention going on.
That's right. We in fact, we did say at the beginning as well, to expand on that, we said, try not to make strong offers.
Hmm.
So if you're listening to this as somebody who might improvise regularly, that language might ring true with you. For this, strong offers are great, but for this we said, don't make strong offers, because this is a group improvisation,
yeah,
as opposed to a scene between two people or a solo thing.
And again, exactly like the last one, my favourite moments were ones that grew from something imperceptibly small.
Yeah, because that's when we were improvising.
Yeah, and the moments I thought were fun but not satisfying were like themes that were put out there and then picked up on, and everyone played that game for a bit and then it got dropped.
Thank you. when an accident happened that you kind of went, oh no, I don't want this to be the thing that's happening now.
Yeah.
You had to go with it.
Mm.
So, for example, the kind of laughing, coughing bit. Yeah. It's like, I did really enjoy that.
I really enjoyed that too.
To be fair, but it's like that, the gift of improv of when a mistake happens, you know, rather than resisting it, just going, well, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. But again, it is the same thing, isn't it? That's something that happened organically in the room. If someone coughs, that I don't mind that.
No.
If it gets picked up on. And I thought the coughing, laughing bit, I really, really loved it.
I genuinely laughed my head off.
I genuinely laughed my head off too.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting, I was saying this to you earlier, how laughing is such an organic thing to do. And it's so related to your breathing that there was no dividing line between I'm making a noise that's a bit like laughing and I'm laughing.
Anyway, so one thing I would really like to talk about,
yes,
is the group versus solo phenomenon.
Okay.
Because I felt like when things were working, and mm-hmm. again, what your definition of working is anyone's when you're making up a song in the dark,
mm-hmm.
is when there was group cohesion and there were moments of kind of counterpoint or little moments that kind of bubbled up out of that. But basically the group found a theme or a riff,
yeah,
and they riffed around it for a little while and they stayed with it.
Yes.
And they weren't too original or soloist mm-hmm. about it.
When we did hit a groove, we never stayed there for very long. I thought that was quite interesting, that something that seemed so solid had such a limited lifespan.
Yeah,
and I wonder if you did it for 24 hours or something like that, you might not stay in a groove for an hour at a time, whether it's related to the fact that we wanted to try a load of different stuff. So, hey, we've done that now, let's move on.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I felt this time exactly like the first time. I was just starting to kind of bed into the feeling of what it was by the end of the hour.
Well, I mean, why not talk about the what I think is the most incredible moment of all, which is the chanting moment. It was a very simple riff that got picked up on, but then everyone was in it and doing it. And there was a couple of little solo lines that people did over the top of it.
Most successful moment
musically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was
because of the unison.
Yes, because the rules were established, and once the rules were established, it was like, okay, cool. And then, as I say, the soloing, as long as it's done reasonably skillfully, is going to sound lovely. Solid, and it was unforced, and it was calm, and no, it didn't feel like anyone had to jump in and change it.
Yeah,
we could have done that for eight, and it was very Gregorian chant. So there's another thing that was interesting. In fact, I want to talk about breathing.
Good, because I want to talk about breathing too. How weird.
Because first thing to say about breathing is that you can't hold a note forever.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a lot of the time in the moments when we were holding notes, and mainly that's what we were doing rather than anything rhythmic, I would find myself, or I would notice about someone else, that their note was the kind of anchor point and that everything else would build in around that. But that note has to stop because your breath runs out. And when that note stops, that note isn't necessarily there anymore. And so everything changes and maybe something else becomes the anchor point. And that whole thing of what I thought this would be about is that mushy cordness gradually changing over time.
Yeah.
Turns out that that's actually almost impossible unless you give that specifically as the instruction.
Yeah.
Because you run out of breath. And sooner or later, over half the room's going to run out of breath at roughly the same time, and then the whole thing just sort of collapses.
It's funny, when you said you wanted to talk about breath, I didn't think that's what we were going to talk about. I wanted to talk about breath because I was pleasantly surprised by how much people used the sound of their breath and their breathing as part of the music. I don't know whether it was a theme of that particular morning or whether it was something that would naturally happen because we took words away, but it felt like there was a lot of people in that group who were comfortable with the idea of breathing and being a group breathing. It kind of felt like there might have been a few yogis in the room or something.
Yes, and Liz Peters.
Liz Peters. Oh, she went a bit sexual, didn't she?
A little bit. I was right next to her.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I'm prepared for uncomfortable experiences in the dark on a Sunday morning, but to be sat next to Liz Peters in the dark on a Sunday morning, going through her breathing. So how would you say because the reason we did it in the dark primarily was to eliminate eye contact.
So people would listen more.
So, question, do you think that worked?
Well, that's very interesting, isn't it? Because I felt like it did a lot in some ways and it didn't at all in others.
Mm.
Like, it definitely made it, I think, more musically cohesive, much more than it was the first time.
Yeah.
Because people had no choice but to just concentrate on the music and not on the signals from other people or the connections between other people. But it definitely didn't make I don't feel like it made the listening stronger.
No.
If anything, it almost did the opposite. It made people more bold in the offers they were making in a less cohesive way.
So the other thing to talk about specific to this one is there were no words.
Yes.
What difference did that make?
Well, I always have this thing about creativity. It's like true creativity comes from limiting something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, right, you can create anything at all now, there are no limits, it could be any form of expression in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people are kind of paralysed because they're like, what? So I think that limiting the words made the music more creative. I missed the words because I felt like there's something really cool about when some words bubble up that people can agree on.
Although that did happen, because Robin told us of her story. Did you hear that afterwards when we were in the park?
So, Robin.
Hello.
How was that for you?
It was really good. Do you want? I could actually tell you a little story about it if you want.
I'd love
you
to hear a little story.
It's slightly emotional. Yesterday I went to my aunt's funeral, and my aunt is my dad's sister.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my father 30 years ago, mm-hmm. so it was quite an emotional thing to go to my aunt's funeral. She's the last of that family, and I spent yesterday clearing out my aunt's house, which is full of all that family side of things that I haven't known anything about. And today, when I was lying on my back in the room, and I looked up and I saw one of those little red lights. And I thought, oh, a star. And I thought, like, the line, that's my father's star, which I was trying not to... And I was trying not to sing it, because you weren't singing it, so I was kind of going, oh, my father's star. I was getting, like, as close to it as I dared within the rules. And then I noticed there was another red light below it, so it was like my aunt's star and my father's star and my aunt going to join my star. And the amazing thing was, as I was singing that, so I started, that was when you all started picking up the word star, because you started picking up the word star. So I was going, and then you all started picking up star, and then so it's like I'd been thinking that's my father's star, and then by thinking of my aunt and kind of singing her to rest, as it were, and then you all started picking it up.
Wow.
And it was very emotional.
Like, I love wordplay and I love poetry and I like what happens when you get a group of people together and they have to sort of accidentally discover words, but it is a different thing.
Yeah, it is a different thing. Yeah.
And again, I think the instinct to take away the light and the words was the right instinct, because I feel like going forward, I'd still want to have those things taken away with other variables, you know? I don't know. Do you feel the same?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I think we did the right thing. Talking of going forward, what's next for Sing-On?
Oh, yeah, Sing-On number 3. Mm. We can talk about that, because we know we are going to have a meditation before our next singing experiment, which I think, believe Nancy and Marshall would be proud of.
Oh, extremely proud.
Our improv music parents.
Mm.
Because I think what was generally happening on the last experiment and the one before is the kind of trance. I need to research more about this, I think, you know, as opposed to dodgy 90s club music. Trance in the sense of trance mask and trance singing and all that kind of thing. This is well charted territory, and we're kind of stumbling upon it through improvisation or something. And so sort of going further down that road really, and having meditation in order to kind of get into that state of trance a little quicker, and to kind of find a group mind before the singing has started, I guess that's why we're doing it. So if you're interested in any of these,
Or if you have any experience doing similar things,
but if you've got any questions, any comments, any concerns, anything at all, really.
Concerns, I'm sure people have concerns,
any concerns about anything, please write to openyourmouthandsing@gmail.com
or
visit our website musicalimprovcomedy.co.uk
and
subscribe to our podcast on iTunes under Sing It,
and join in on our forum, which is on our website.
Yes, our forum, which we were so excited about.
Oh.
I think the days of forums have gone.
I think forums are dead. Well, thank you very much for listening again, loyal audience.
Thank you so much. We'd love to see you at a singing thing soon.
Yeah.
We'd love to come and sing for you, with you, at you, on you, in you.
Oh, God, I knew you were getting there.
I could see you just waiting for me to say it.
Yes, we'd love to do that.
We really would, though, so please get in touch with us. We're all about connection. I think we should stop talking now.
All right.
Bye.
Why don't we do one?
Jesus.
Why don't we do one in complete silence?
Oh my God. You definitely lost it. Okay, please justify that one without making me utterly wanky.
You don't have to make any noise at all.
So you do a sing-along with no noise.
No noise. No noise at all.
Why?
See what?
Nothing would happen.
It might.
What would happen?
You might get like something on a microscopic level.
People's skin breathing.
Well, maybe you'd still be allowed to move.
Jesus, you really lost it.
And then do one where you're not allowed to move. You just have to sit in silence for an hour, but listen.
Okay, I'm up for it.
Who knows what you might hear? You might hear aliens.
Oh my God.